tired of your current Chinese teacher?
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
Then make the switch to pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And today's podcast is about a topic very dear to my heart. let's listen.
九宝，四杯威士忌。
哎，你别喝那么多威士忌吧。
别管我，你不懂爱情。
刚分手，想喝酒，要喝就喝嘉士伯。
给我一杯嘉士伯。
哎，这就对了。
Okay, we're back. First, let's go through this line by line so we can see what's going on.
好。
九宝，四杯威士忌。
九宝，四杯威士忌。
Bartender, four glasses of whiskey.
你别喝那么多威士忌吧。
你别喝那么多威士忌吧。
Hey, don't drink that much whiskey.
别管我，你不懂爱情。
别管我，你不懂爱情。
Get out of my face. You don't understand love.
刚分手，想喝酒。
刚分手，想喝酒。
Just broke up. Want a drink?
要喝就喝嘉士伯。
要喝就喝嘉士伯。
If you want a drink, then drink Carlsberg.
给我一杯嘉士伯。
给我一杯嘉士伯。
Give me a glass of Carlsberg.
这就对了，
哎，这就对了。
Hey, now you're talking. Okay, let's go back and listen to this one more time.
九宝，四杯威士忌。
哎，你别喝那么多威士忌吧。
别管我，你不懂爱情。
刚分手，想喝酒，要喝就喝嘉士伯。
给我一杯嘉士伯。
哎，这就对了。
There are a few pretty interesting things in here. First off, we'll run through vocabulary pretty quickly. I think it should be mostly familiar by now, but you might not be familiar with the word for whiskey.
威士忌。
Yeah, it's just a sound loan.
威士忌。
Mm-hmm. And a slightly harder one is Carlsberg.
嘉士伯，嘉士伯。
Other than that, I don't think there's anything too difficult. Grammatically, there are three things we're going to talk about. Now, the first one is
别。
And you've probably heard this before. It means don't. And it's actually a contraction of
不要。
So it's saying, don't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can switch it with 不要.
Right.
So if you have a sentence like,
别喝那么多威士忌.
You can put 不要 in there.
不要喝那么多威士忌.
It's the difference, like in English, between do not and don't.
没错.
And you can use this whenever you're telling somebody not to do something. Like, don't worry.
别担心。
Now, there aren't very many contractions in Chinese, but this is an extremely common one. There's another one that you'll hear a lot around Beijing.
甭。
And it's a contraction of
不用。
So, if you're telling somebody, you know, you don't have to thank me.
甭谢。
Or
不用谢。甭谢。不用谢。
In the dialogue, the guy says, leave me alone or stay out of my business.
别管我。
别管我。
And you could actually use 甭 there too, right?
甭管我。
It's like, you don't have to get in my business.
Yeah, 不用管我。
Yeah. Now the second thing we're going to talk about grammatically is
刚。
And we heard that in the sentence.
刚分手。
刚分手。
You just broke up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've probably come across either 刚 or one of its close cousins.
刚刚
And finally,
刚才
And there are subtle differences between them. They all basically mean just now.
没错
But if you say 刚, it happened recently, but not necessarily like 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you say 刚刚, you're emphasizing that, mm-hmm. right? You're saying like, you know, only just.
Right.
And then you get to 刚才. And that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long and productive discussion about this. 刚才 looks like it's an adverb. It mm-hmm. smells like an adverb. It walks like an adverb. It is not an adverb.
It's a noun.
It's a noun. But it acts like an adverb an awful lot. So you could be fooled.
<now. laughs>
And the way to think of it is like today.
Mm-hmm. Right? 今天.
So you can have a sentence like, I go to the movies today.
我今天去看了电影。
Right. 今天 is actually a noun.
Mm-hmm.
But there it's acting an awful lot like an adverb. Right?
Wow.
It is.
Still noun.
Still a noun. 刚才 is the same way. In mm-hmm. fact, if you take 今天 out of that sentence and replace it with 刚才,
mm-hmm. 我刚才去看了电影,
it works the same way.
没错。
The big difference in how you can use 刚才,
mm-hmm.
is that because it is a noun, it can stand on its own. If
没错。
I ask you a question, I say, when did you hear that Michael Jackson died?
刚才。
Right. But you cannot say
刚 or 刚刚,
because they're adverbs.
Mm-hmm.
刚才, despite dressing up in adverbial drag,
mm-hmm.
is actually a noun.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in cases like this.
Right.
Finally, the last point that we're going to talk about today is
旧,
which you're going to come across an awful lot if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And it does a lot of things.
Right.
Here we actually see it behaving in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time we see it is in the sentence
要喝就喝家士伯.
If you want to drink, then
mm-hmm.
drink Carlsberg.
没错。
And this is one of the very, very common usages of 就. Go if you want to.
想去就去。
So again, it's an if-then thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very common usage. The second time we see it is in the last sentence of this dialogue.
Mm-hmm. 这就对了。
And it's doing something very different.
Mm-hmm.
Here, 就 is emphasizing 对. Now you're talking. Or,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
This, again, is extremely common. You'll see it a lot in sentences like, well, McDonald's, their advertising slogan in China is
我就喜欢。
Mm-hmm. And 就 there is emphasizing 喜欢。
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it. So that's it for vocab and grammar. Let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
Okay.
酒保，四杯威士忌。
哎哎，你别喝那么多威士忌吧。
别管我，你不懂爱情。
刚分手，想喝酒，要喝就喝嘉士伯。
给我一杯嘉士伯。
嘿，这就对了。
What did we learn today? We learned how to drink yourself into oblivion following a painful breakup.
威士忌。
Whiskey.
嘉士伯。
Carlsberg.
Mm-hmm. And we have three very good grammar points.
Yeah, you're going to use these all the time. The
mm-hmm.
first one was
别,
which is just don't.
Mm-hmm.
The second
刚,
is just now. And we talked a bit about the difference between 刚, 刚刚, and 刚才.
Mm-hmm.
Finally
就,
which you're going to see all over the place if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about two common uses of 就.
Mm-hmm.
First, for if-then constructions.
Yes.
And secondly, to emphasize things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.If you have any questions,
don't forget to write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave comments on the site.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.